Emmeline Pankhurst, the woman who wanted women to be able to vote.
I campaigned all my life for equal rights for women. I started a political group which fought for the vote for women in Britain. After many years of protests, we finally won the right for British women to vote. When I was born in 1858, women in Britain didn't have the same rights as men. Most women couldn't go to school or university. They were only allowed to work in certain jobs, and they didn't have the right to vote. I grew up in Manchester, in the north of England, and I saw many problems every day. Mothers had to bring up children in small, dirty houses. Disease was everywhere because of the terrible conditions. And most women only lived until they were around 50 years old. I knew from a young age that I wanted to improve women's lives. My parents believed in human rights. They believed that education was a right for women as well as men. In 1873, my parents sent me to school in Paris. They wanted me to get a wider view of the world. In Paris, I was disappointed to discover that women were still not equal with men after the French Revolution. Action was needed, and I returned to England to begin the fight. In Britain, the political situation was quite unusual. Our ruler was a woman, Queen Victoria. She was a powerful leader, but she wasn't interested in women's rights. Our politicians were all men, and they definitely weren't interested in political equality for women. In 1879, I was surprised to discover a man who was campaigning for women's rights. His name was Richard Pankhurst, and he was a lawyer. We shared many of the same beliefs and ideas. We got married and started a family. For almost 20 years, Richard and I fought for political rights for women. Then sadly, my dear husband died. My daughters and I were very sad, but we decided to continue our campaign. The two oldest daughters, Christabel and Sylvia, became activists. In 1903, we started the Women's Social and Political Union, WSPU. It was a group that fought for the right for women to vote. Christabel became one of our bravest leaders. Sylvia was an artist, and she designed our posters and signs. The WSPU organised many public meetings and protests. Sometimes the police arrested our members. Christabel was one of the first to go to prison. When our members were in prison, we protested. And when our members came out of prison, we celebrated in the streets. It was very important to get public attention. Unfortunately, the government didn't agree with our campaign. We had to take more powerful action. Some of our members began to break the law. They lit fires in buildings and broke windows. Our campaign was a war for these women. For me, it was always a fight for equal rights. Every time I was arrested, I told the judge, "We don't want to break laws, we want to make new laws." But the lawyers and politicians didn't want to listen. In 1910, Prime Minister Asquith, the government leader, stopped a new law that gave women the vote. We were shocked and angry. On Friday, the 18th of November, I led a group of women to meet the Prime Minister, but he refused to see us. We started to protest in the street, and 100 women were arrested. It was a terrible day. We called it Black Friday. In 1914, the First World War began, and we agreed to stop our campaign. Women were now needed as nurses in hospitals and to work in factories and on farms. In 1917, we started a new group with a new name, the Women's Party. In 1918, the First World War ended. The government realized that women were an important part of the victory in the war. At last, women were given the right to vote. But only women over 30 years old who owned a home could vote. Any man over 21 could vote. We still didn't have full equality. After the war, I went to live in the USA, Canada, and also Bermuda. In 1926, I returned to England. I wanted to become a politician, but my health wasn't good enough. In 1928, only 3 weeks before I died, a new law gave women the same right to vote as men. It took much longer than we hoped, but in the end, our campaign was successful. And at last, we won political equality for women.